It is a Govember Tuesday, WWIB, and we're challenging our listeners, right? Go to the website, and in 6 seconds, see if you can give to WIB.com.
That's all it takes. 6 seconds. Make it happen, friends.
And you can also keep WIB.com live streaming there all day long, too.
So
enjoy the benefits and support 21 Christ Center programs with that 6 second Govember challenge. But today's the day, today only. So go for it.
And people, you can do that worldwide. We know we've got former residents of the Chippewa Valley living in Texas. And hey, if you're listening overseas, WWIB.com, we appreciate you listening. Well, they have named the word of the year for 2018.
The word of the year.
Caleb, you love words.
I do.
Ever since I met Caleb, I'm like, the dude has a vocabulary. Anyhow, dictionary.com has named, drum roll, misinformation its word of the year.
Misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Misinformation.
Okay. Yeah. Not like a single woman, but misinformation. Yeah. Jane Solomon, linguist in residence at dictionary.com, says the rampant spread of misinformation is really providing new challenges for navigating life in 2018. She says, understanding the concept of misinformation is vital to identifying misinformation as we encounter it in the wild, and that could ultimately help curb its impact.
I never think of encountering words in the wild.
I'm just thinking of encountering misinformation in the wild. It's just kind of like, all right, down, down.
So, it makes me think of the kids' show Word World. Do you remember that? Was it? Or is that the one? No. Because all the animals are little, or they're made out of words.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we watch PBS in different eras.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Must be. It's a great show.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Misinformation is defined as false information that is spread regardless of whether there is intent to mislead. So,
okay.
In internet parlance, fake news.
Yeah.
And in some circles, gossip. So
yes.
We don't need or want that.
A lot of us are shopping for friends and family for the holidays ahead, right?
Yeah, when you get that perfect gift.
The perfect gift. And that can be really, really challenging. Some people are hard to buy for. Some people, you want to get it right. And it's challenging.
This is why you go online. And even yesterday with Cyber Monday, I tried a little bit. I was just overwhelmed with the volume of deals.
I know.
And it's just like, I ended up not getting anything. But sometimes when you have a show like this, we say, hey, just go here. Like we're saying, go to WIB.com for Govember and support WIB Inc. We're saying, hey, go here.
Go here.
The perfect Christmas gift.
Well, it's Anthropology, but it's spelled weird because it's kitschy and trendy. You know, anthropology.com. Okay. Uh-huh. Figure it out.
Just Google it.
Yeah,
it'll
just
help
Google
you.
It. It'll be fine. $45 for the gift that everyone's going to love. It is a rustic bundle of sticks.
These are no urban sticks.
These are rustic sticks. They're in a lovely bundle. There's a larger bundle, $45. Yeah, it was sold out, so you may have to go. I actually went to this website when I was reading about this because I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. They have a smaller bundle now available for only $15, so that's exciting.
This is not necessarily like firewood.
No.
I mean, this is looks more like kindling.
It looks like
But it's not
kindling.
Intended to be tossed in the fireplace.
No.
I just feel like there's a brilliant entrepreneurial spirit when your parents said, hey, go pick up the sticks in the yard before I mow the lawn. And someone somewhere was like, I could turn this into a business.
So, I mean, they're bound together with a lovely strap of leather. Mm-hmm. It's very...
Adds to the rustic...
Right?
$45 for a bundle of sticks, and they sold out.
And they sold out. So now all that's left is the $15 bundle. Okay.
Oh,
so
don't miss out.
Wow.
There's a how-to-use section.
Oh.
Okay. It says, light the end of one wood stick by holding a flame to it for 10 to 20 seconds. Wow.
So it's kind of an incense type thing?
Okay. Once lit, gently blow out the flame, and the red-hot end of the stick will slowly burn. When finished, place on smudge plate or something fire safe, such as a shell, and let it extinguish itself. These sticks will last through many uses. So basically,
you're buying fire sticks.
You're going to take a chunk of wood and let it smolder in your house so it smells like my cabin up north. I don't actually have a cabin up north, but so it smells like my friend's cabin up north. I got this great thing in my backyard. It's a fire pit. I'll burn some sticks for you, and I won't even charge you $15. Just bring me a snack, and we'll sit out there together.
I have collected many, many bundles of sticks for when my garbage service takes them away, and I'll charge you $14.
I got some leaves in my backyard right now. Anybody wants them, I'll take $40. Forget $45. $40.
Right.
A whole bunch of leaves.
We can help you out,
and that'll
friend.
Give you, you know, just you can toss them in the air. You can go jump
so
in them.
So many things you can do with
them. Right.
Wellness.
Oh, you know what? A special discount, $35 right now.
Right now.
Well, an interesting study came out, and we've been talking about this a little bit. Today, November 27th, turns out it's the loneliest day of the year for parents.
Hmm. But listen, I knew one is the loneliest number, but why is November 27th the loneliest day?
It says here that, according to research, a miserable mix of dark nights, bad weather, and struggling to budget for Christmas are the most common triggers. Waiting for payday and trying to stay on task with saving money for the holidays also leaves many parents feeling more isolated than at any point of the year. Almost three quarters of moms, specifically, pinpointed November 27th as the toughest day in the calendar. Yeah. Huh. I'm feeling it. And actually, when I read this, I like linked it and sent it to my husband because I was feeling it yesterday and I woke up in a funk today. And I mean, like, this is just me being real, you know? I'm totally feeling that. And then I came across this. 6 in 10 parents are already suffering from Christmas stress. 6 in 10 parents are already suffering. And the study reveals the biggest stress creator is gifts, finding the right ones, finding the place to hide them, all of that. And yeah, as I spent 3 hours of my afternoon shopping and finding nothing and not being able to come up with gifts for people.
Online or in store?
Wandering stores because online I have struck out as well.
Is it more of a dad thing in me that like we have a decent portion of the gifts picked out and purchased? And I'm sort of like, can't Christmas get here? Because I'm really excited to play with them with my kids.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, come on, Christmas, hurry up. And yet at the same time, it's like, actually, there's a lot of stuff to do
there's
still.
There's a lot of stuff
I also
to do,
think you, Caleb, you're a more active dad in the gift buying process than most, for sure.
For sure.
I am a zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it counts.
Not all the time. But yeah, I mean, there's kind of this mix. It's like when it's really simple and it's something, hopefully, a way that I can serve my wife because she does so many different things with small children in the house. And it's, well, hey, if I can, you know, sometimes it's, please tell me what to buy, but I'll go out and buy it or run the errands or what have you. So,
well, I've been struggling with this yesterday and today and in an effort to pull myself out of my funk. And again, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, we talk about being authentic.
Yep.
And so I had decided this morning, that's it. I'm going back to my old standby. I'm starting my gratitude journal. I know a lot of people have been doing the gratitude stuff throughout November, but I'm like, nope, I've got to start gratitude journaling because I need to make that happen. And it helps me. Have you guys ever done gratitude journals?
I've done journaling.
Journaling,
from time to time.
But gratitude where you're specifically every day you write down
entries,
the things you're thinking for.
Different entries I've tried to.
You know, so, but they really do make a difference.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. I mean, it's
make that happen.
Something too to start your day off, you know, with adoration of the Lord is something that I've been trying to implement a little bit more. And honestly, it's hard because it's like, well, I want to ask him for something. It's like, there's this coming up. And just to start your day saying, Lord, you are enough and thank you for who you are is an incredible, incredible way to begin and a discipline, hopefully, that I can develop more. Selah ties us in with more and more of you.
All right, the three amigos together here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB at WIB.com on this Govember Tuesday. And, you know, we can look at the craziness and the difficulties and the division in our country today, but, you know, I'm not sure how much better it was 35 years ago. Yeah, 35 years ago today.
It didn't have me in it.
Caleb wasn't here yet.
I was totally around.
Maybe it was
much,
much
it.
Younger. You may have been playing with one of
these
items. And I was just in the end of my freshman year, now into my sophomore year of college, 1983. And stores across the country were reporting being swamped by sometimes violent shoppers trying to buy the popular Cabbage Patch Kids dolls.
That was 35 years ago today.
Yes.
This week. Yep. This was the week.
In fact, let's just kind of remember back.
The latest awful example of pre-Christmas selling hype to hit America. Cabbage Patch dolls.
In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, it was a near riot. One woman broke her leg. Four others were hurt. One store official armed himself with a baseball bat.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold it! What do we tell our little girl Christmas morning? What are we supposed to say? You've been good, but Santa ran short?
Kids who got the Cabbage Patch doll and had it grabbed out of their hands by grown-ups. That was like the classic heart-wrenching scene.
A full-grown woman taking a doll out of a child's hand?
This sounds like an episode of a sitcom.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. This was a big deal.
What do you remember as a Friday started?
Well, because everyone wanted these dolls. And I remember how upset my dad was that people were behaving this way. And he made the proclamation that he would never buy a Cabbage Patch doll. And he never did. I had a homemade Cabbage Patch doll, like a homemade one, that was made by a dear family friend, Ann Kemeter, made me one. And my parents never would buy it because they were so disgusted by it. So, no, I remember it because my little five-year-old heart was like, oh,
I'm kind of glad I wasn't alive for that trauma.
No,
it was like
that.
The idea of outdoing.
My cousin Joanna had one.
Yeah, it was just envy run amok, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. So,
wow.
I've got to have it.
Yeah.
Let's bring out the
ridiculous.
Baser emotions.
Yes, yeah,
you know what
sure.
you tell your kid on Christmas morning? Happy birthday, Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not about the presents.
Right?
Sorry, just saying.
35 years ago today. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.